Hello and welcome to the Popcorn and Piggy podcast, which is your audio guide to all things guinea pigs. Thank you for joining me today. Hello, welcome back. Welcome if you are new. Hello, I'm your host Sam, and this podcast is a place where together we share our love for all things guinea pigs, their big, cheeky personalities, yet small, fluffy physical bodies, and how we can ensure that they get the best life possible so that we in turn can benefit from their interaction, love, and overall cuteness. This podcast is brought to you by Popcorn and Piggy. Popcorn and Piggy, the brand, is your one-stop shop for unique, cute and funny guinea pig clothing, mugs, greeting cards and stickers, and we are taking over the internet via our YouTube channel, Instagram and Facebook accounts, so that together our community, the Popcorners, will change the stigma around guinea pigs being easy and disposable pets and instead spread the word that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world. So that's enough for the intro, now let's get into this week's episode. What's up, Popcorners? Welcome back to another episode. And today's episode is an interview, kicking off 2020 with an interview, which I love. So, who do I have on the show today? I have the wonderful Daniel from The Natural Cavvy, and I love Daniel to bits. He's amazing, and he is doing amazing things for guinea pigs. So, we all know that some of the treats in pet stores aren't necessarily the healthiest, and this is where Daniel started his business, started creating healthy treats, forages, pea flakes, all manner of things. Daniel from the USA creates these and obviously sells them so that you guys can take a look. Now, I get so many people who ask me about the Popcorn and Piggy pea flakes. Obviously, they're only available in the UK. Unfortunately, I cannot ship these to the USA, Canada, Australia, anywhere outside of the UK. So whenever someone asks me how can they get pea flakes, the one place I always send them to is Daniel at The Natural Cavvy. So if you want to learn more about Daniel, The Natural Cavvy, how he got started, more about his pigs and everything else in this episode, stay tuned, enjoy, and I'll see you at the end of the episode. Welcome, Popcorners, to another interview on the Popcorn and Piggy podcast, and I have the amazing honour to welcome Daniel from The Natural Cavvy today on the podcast. Hi, Daniel.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Good.
Good, great, cool. Okay, so in case the listeners don't know anything about you, please explain a little bit about yourself, how you got owning guinea pigs, and of course, The Natural Cavvy.
Of course. So I got my first pig 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago. And I, like a lot of people, went into it not really knowing much. She was alone for 3 months in a store-bought cage. But I knew, like, I was 17, so I knew I was old enough to know something wasn't right. So I started doing research, and naturally I came across Guinea Pig 1. We all love her. And I just started learning, and I got obsessed with learning. And then I got another pig, and then another one. And then they were in a 2x6 and 2x4 connected. And they've been having the best life since.
So very quickly, so how many guinea pigs have you got right now, and give us their names?
There's five. So there's Pigster, who was my first. And then there's Karen, Chloe, Carol, and then Sebastian.
They are quite the little sort of funny herd, aren't they? They are quite entertaining. So if you are already thinking, I need to see these pigs, Daniel, what's your Instagram handle for people to go and see all the cool videos and photos?
It's just The Natural Cavvy.
Cool. Okay. So that then takes us into, because your Instagram handle is The Natural Cavvy, what is The Natural Cavvy?
So around the same time that I started doing research, I saw like channels like Little Adventures, and I saw how in like Germany they have all this great care and all these products for guinea pigs, and I'm sure it's the same in the UK. You walk down the aisle in the pet store, the one single small pet aisle, and it's just yogurt drops and seed sticks, and it's nasty stuff. And I knew they deserve better. So I just started researching like piggy safe things, and I started making treats, and then I thought like people need, like other pigs need these. So I started selling them. And then about 6 months later, I really kind of figured out where I was going with it. And then that's where it kind of like took off.
Yeah. So where is your shop and things? If people are thinking, okay, I need to go check it out. Where is your shop?
So I sell on Etsy. It's all through Etsy. I also have a website that's also through Etsy, which is just thenaturalcavy.com. So that's a little easier to find.
Brilliant, brilliant. And what are some of the things that you sell then? So you've talked about like healthy kind of treats. What are, let's talk, because like you have so many products, like so many products. It's amazing. I love them all. So talk about maybe a few of like the best sellers or the things that your customers are like, I need to have this.
So of course, the first thing is pea flakes. I spent months trying, I first made them, but I will never make them again because they're very hard to make, but I spent months and months finding a good supplier, and so pea flakes for one, and I also make cookies and handcrafted snacks and forages. I do it all.
You definitely do. You have a lot of amazing products. And I want to say, if you can't already tell viewers, or listeners, I should say, Daniel is based in the USA. So I get asked so many times on social media, YouTube, like everywhere, even you guys on the podcast, where you can get, or why can't you buy popcorn and piggy pea flakes in America? And the reason is I can't export them. Can't export them outside the UK. So if you are based in the USA, Canada, anywhere like this, The Natural Cavy is your go-to for pea flakes. So this is one of the reasons why Daniel's on the podcast.
Thank you.
So very, very quickly, where do you ship? Because you ship a variety of different places, don't you?
Yeah, I ship everywhere. The majority is the US, but I ship to Canada, Hong Kong, Australia, UK, everywhere.
So again, Australia listeners, he can ship to you too. Honestly, if I get so many questions, and every time I'm like, you need to go check out Daniel at The Natural Cavy. So let's talk. So we've talked about how you got your guinea pigs, and again, how I think we all start. Like my story was exactly the same in the sense that my first two came from the pet shop. I'd already been watching Abby from Skinny Pigs a little bit, and I had a bigger store-bought cage. It was like a store-bought cage with an add-on. But again, I think you've really hit the nail on the mark in the sense of when we're all new owners, we all just, because we love them and fall in love with them so quick, we learn a lot. So what are some of the things that you think that you didn't realize, and that was some of the biggest things that you now either try and promote through your Instagram or anything, and obviously landed into the business as well?
Definitely the cage sizes. I think that's one of the most misinformed aspects, is how much space they actually need, and like how much care actually goes into it. Because most people think they're starter pets, disposable pets, which is far from the truth. And I, as well as you and everyone else, we're trying to change that slowly.
Absolutely, yeah, just in any way that we can share obviously the joy for them owning them and having them as part of the family, but also like you say, just trying to update the education on it, I think, is what a lot of us, and even the listeners on the podcast, they're so well informed even before they come on the podcast, and they just do their bit as well. And I think that's what we all want to, the society at large, to realize that these aren't kids' pets, and that they are, you know, they do require a lot of care and things. So I love that you do that as part of your business as well. So let's go back. So we've got to talk about the piggies more, because I know that's what everyone is going to want to know. So let's talk about each individual piggy, their personality, age, things like this.
All right, so Pixter is my favorite, but don't tell the others. She was my first, and when she was alone, we really bonded, which I think, I mean, it's not good that she was alone, but I really think that all that time with her really helped us form a good bond. Like, I can, she's the most like tame and comfortable pig of all my pigs. And she's just so like spunky, and she loves chin runs, and she's just great. And then Karen took a while to come out of her shell. She's still a bit skittish, as the rest of them are, but she was my second pig. And then Chloe I adopted, and she's always been very on the small side, and she just, I just treated her for her really severe respiratory infection, which was very scary, very scary. But she's the sweetest pig, and Carol is something else. She's crazy. She's like Picture's twin, actually. She has very similar colors to her, the Picture, but she's total opposite. She runs away from you. She's not tame at all. And then Sebastian is my newest pig. He's my skinny pig. And he's just nuts. He's probably about 7-8 months now. And he's just a ball of crazy. He's still really, really timid, but he's venturing out.
He's going through that teenage phase, isn't he? Yeah. They all go crazy during that phase. So you have a bit of a funny story with him as well, don't you? Do you want to share that for the podcast listeners?
Oh, right. I always forget. So I went in expecting a female because I was going to have 5 girls. And then I went for his wellness check at the vet. And right away, the vet goes, "Oh, it's a boy." And I said, "What? It's a boy." So I had to get him neutered. And now he finally joined the herd a couple of weeks ago. But that was very unexpected news.
But you'd done everything in the right way, in a sense of, because you'd brought a new pig into your environment, like he was already separate, so it didn't actually affect anything, did it?
Right,
it was just the surprise of it.
It was actually very good because he had ringworm. He was separated anyways, and you're supposed to separate them before you introduce them anyways. And I was very lucky, but whew.
Yeah, you've been through the run of the mill lately, haven't you? Bless you. So how is Chloe? Is she all good now as well after her? Did you say upper respiratory infection?
I think it was a lower respiratory. It was just really severe because someone was like sneezing for a few weeks, but I couldn't figure out who it was because I always missed it. And then I finally figured out it was her, so I took her in, but it was really bad at that point. So I think I just made it, but it was a really, really difficult recovery. I was bawling my eyes out nonstop. Ooh, I was scared I was going to lose her.
Yeah, that's a scary part, but amazing that she's doing well. And this is why I constantly say, and I have a whole episode on this for the listeners to on the podcast, about guinea pigs are really, really good at hiding their illnesses. So, and just like Daniel was aware, you know, he could hear someone sneezing, he was checking on them. And was able to pinpoint who it was. It's really, really important for you to know what's normal and not normal in your guinea pigs, and to keep an eye on them because they are very, very good at hiding things. So you were very, very lucky, obviously, and it all worked out for the best. And Chloe is thriving, no doubt, demanding
yes,
exactly snacks. Okay then, so let's go back, because we've talked about like the natural cavy and the fact that you do healthy treats, because obviously the pet shops aren't great, and no matter how much kind of promotion the piggy community does, we cannot stop the pet shops doing dairy and things, which obviously is one of the number one things you should never feed a guinea pig. So how did you kind of get that idea? Was it because of your guinea pigs? Kind of tell us more about how it all got started.
With the shop?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it was just, I would go to the pet store to get some treats. And then I learned through my research that you can't feed dairy. And then all I saw was yogurt drops and donuts with frosting on them. And I was like, something isn't right. And And then a lot of it was just through my research that I realized everything's wrong with what they're marketing towards. Everything is wrong.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. And they do it from a commercial's perspective, and one day we'll fix it. If we all work together, one day they'll have to start listening. And the worst thing is, it's not just guinea pigs, it's all the other small animals as well. Because I think everyone's a bit more clued. I mean, they probably still do things incorrectly for like dogs and cats and things, but I feel like small animals, again, because they have such that stigma of being like kids' pets, they don't live long, which we obviously guinea pigs can live a really, really long time, especially if we provide them the best care. Then, yeah, one day it'll work. One day.
And it's, I don't know if they have these in the UK, but the US has these hamster tail lines of like cages for hamsters, and they're like race cars and castles, and they're tiny, tiny. Like you can't even fit a full size wheel in there for hamsters. There's so many petitions to get them banned. It's absolutely horrid.
Absolutely. One day it'll work. And that's the scary thing, isn't it? I mean, I don't think we have those in the UK. I've certainly never seen them, but we no doubt have equivalents. And every day there's things popping up from people who go, oh, I can sell those, and realise that then they've not actually looked at things. So if we all work together, we can soon change things. So fingers crossed. And we, obviously, the two of us will continue to educate in any way that we can.
Always.
Yeah. So it's January right now. What are you working on in the shop? What's coming for 2020?
Can you
share anything with the listeners?
I can share something. I have a few new products that I'm working on that are aimed at the supplements for certain their dietary requirements. Yeah, that's all I have to share.
Ooh, it's keeping it a secret. So if people want to know more about this, in terms of the new products, where do they need to go?
I'm always on Instagram. So Instagram.com/Applecavvy. And Facebook too, which is linked to Instagram. That's my main platform.
That's where your community, and obviously the shop again was thenaturalcavvy.com, wasn't it?
Right.
Perfect. Okay, so thank you very much, Daniel, for coming on. It's been lovely to talk to you.
You too. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome, anytime. And thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode with Daniel at The Natural Cavvy. If you want to go check him out, check out what is coming in January. I have been notified that when this episode goes out, the new products will be launched this week. So if you want to keep an eye out as to what he was alluding to, then check him out. All his links will be in the show notes. And obviously, if you just search for The Natural Cavvy, whether on Instagram, Facebook, or on the interwebs via Google or your other search engine providers, you will also find him. So thank you very much to Daniel for joining me today. Thank you for listening. Give me a screenshot. Let me know what you thought of this episode. What did you take away? What did you learn? I would love to know. And of course, let me know, how are you listening? Are you on the bus? Are you driving? Are you walking yourself? Or if you have a dog, maybe you're walking the dog. Are you cleaning the pigs? Let me know. I love to see how you are listening to the podcast too. So thank you very much for listening. We will be back again next Thursday for another episode, and I'll see you all then. Bye! Thank you for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a star rating and review it on the Apple Podcast app and share it with your piggy friends. It really helps us get our message that guinea pigs are the best animals in the world and are not disposable pets to more people. If you aren't already, follow us on Instagram. Our username is @popcorningpiggy, where we'd love to connect with you and learn all about you and your guinea pigs. Our Instagram account is linked below in the show notes, along with all our other links to our social media. Thank you once again for listening, and we'll be back next Thursday for another episode. See you then. Bye!